For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Election Day is less than 6 weeks away. After what seemed like an endless campaign season, Americans will finally go to the polls to decide our next president. Kentuckians will also choose between Republican incumbent Rand Paul and Democratic Lexington Mayor Jim Gray for U.S. Senate. Joining us now to talk about his Senate bid is Mayor Gray. We've also extended the offer for an in-studio interview with Senator Paul and hope to bring that to you in the coming weeks. We started our conversation by asking Mayor Gray why he thought he was the best choice to represent Kentucky in the U.S. Senate.
I'm a seventh-generation Kentuckian. Grew up right here in southern Kentucky in Glasgow. Spent half my life there growing a family business. We went from a small business when my father passed away when I was just 19, through insolvency, through recovering from that, and building a business, a family business, into what is today one of the largest builders of advanced manufacturing plants in America. But in the course of doing it, you know, I'm not bragging about the family or the business. What I'm proud of and proudest of is the jobs we help to recruit. More than 20,000 people a day walk through the doors of plants built by Gray Construction. We're very proud of that. And I translated that into my work as mayor of Lexington. Problem solving. That's what it's all about.
What exactly do you believe that you can get accomplished in the U.S. Senate that's not currently happening?
Well, I would say focusing on infrastructure, focusing on our economy. You know, our economy is growing at a clip of 1 to 1.5%. That's not enough. That's not enough for the middle class to grow. We need to focus on jobs for the middle class. We need to focus on educational opportunities. We need to focus on kids who are coming out of college with mountains of debt today and fewer job opportunities. These are examples of what our Congress needs to be focused on. Senator Paul was spending more time filibustering over drones than he was focusing on national security. So whatever the issue it may be, Senator Paul has been all about rhetoric, but not about action. 0 out of 16 resolutions were passed of his. He sponsored 132 bills in Congress, and 0 were passed. So that shows you that we've got a senator who, regrettably, is ineffective.
How would you be more effective? If you were elected and went into the Senate, what would you do to be more effective?
I bring a unique skill set to the job. I have run a family business, built it from a small business into a business that's today doing more than $1 billion annually in sales. It's an employee-owned business. All employees are ownership own a part of the company. I bring the skill sets of someone who has taken a city mayor job. The difficulties and the challenges of coming out of a recession. You know, we didn't have the opportunity to print money in a city. We had a budget deficit. We had to fix it. We had a pension system that was underfunded by $350 million. We had to fix it. We had a health care plan that was losing $20 million a year. We had to fix it. So we had to put a bear hug around problems and wrestle them to the ground.
Hillary Clinton is the Democratic candidate who will be at the top of the ticket when Kentuckians turn out to vote in November for the U.S. Senate race. And I'm wondering, I have not seen any polling that indicate that Hillary Clinton is going to be especially competitive in the state of Kentucky. My question to you is, are you concerned about that? If Donald Trump wins Kentucky big, is that going to hurt your chances?
Well, I'm focused on my race, Kevin. This is a Senate race that is so important to the state. This job needs to be held by someone who's performing. You know, this job has a long history. It goes back. This was a Senate seat that was once held by Henry Clay in the early part of the 1800s. Henry Clay was known as the Great Compromiser. It was later held by John Sherman Cooper, a Republican. It was later held by Wendell Ford, a Democrat. Well, all of these people were focused on Kentucky and dealing with Kentuckians' challenges and problems. I'll work with whoever is president, and I'll work across the aisle with whoever is in the Senate, because we got too many problems in our country and challenges in our country that we need to get our arms around. That's what I've done all my life. It's all about problem solving. It's all about growing jobs and growing the economy so people will have opportunities.
Well, speaking of the economy, as you know, coal has been a major part of Kentucky's economy, but like several other states, it's seen the number of coal industry jobs really decline recently. Republicans such as your opponent, Rand Paul, have blamed that largely on what they call President Obama's war on coal. We also know burning coal has had a very negative impact on our environment. So specifically, Mayor Gray, what should Congress and the next president do about coal and the coal industry?
Well, let me put it this way. Senator Paul is all about the rhetoric. He has done nothing to create or recreate a single lost coal job. I have said I will take my business experience, my experience in recruiting jobs, in recruiting industry, recruiting manufacturing, to help diversify the economy of eastern Kentucky and the coal regions of western Kentucky. I have supported clean coal energy. Now, it's expensive, but any new technology is expensive right out of the gate. The rug, regrettably, has been pulled out from under the coal industry and coal miners. We need to help everywhere in every way that we can, and that's why I bring the unique skill sets of having created jobs. Now, Senator Paul is all about the rhetoric of the war on coal, but when he has a chance to actually help, he actually opposes legislation. He opposed the miners' Pension Reform Act that was just introduced again in the Senate. This would provide support for pensioners, for those who are on pensions. And it goes back 70 years when that promise was made. Senator Paul is against it.
Mayor, so far, at least this race between you and Senator Rand Paul has so far not really made the lists nationally of what political analysts believe are the most competitive races, the races where incumbents are most likely to be knocked off. And I'm wondering, are you concerned about the impression, if there's an impression out there amongst many people, that this is not a competitive race, that you haven't convinced enough people that you're capable of knocking off Senator Paul?
You know, what I hear across the state, Kevin, are people saying that they're really glad, really happy that I'm running. That's always encouraging. That provides a lot of inspiration, a lot of reward to it. And I'm accustomed to being in a underdog position. Every time I've run, I've been behind when I started the race, and I won the race. So I'm very comfortable with where we are in this race today. We've got a lot of enthusiastic supporters. We've had thousands of contributors to the campaign. So I'm real happy about where we are in this race today.
Mayor Gray, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Jim Gray, the mayor of Lexington and the Democratic nominee for Kentucky's U.S. Senate seat. Gray is challenging incumbent Bowling Green Republican Rand Paul. We've requested a similar in-studio interview with Senator Paul and hope to bring you that conversation in the coming weeks. You can find an audio archive of this interview with Jim Gray at WKYUFM.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.